Hello, this is Kay Blaney. I'm at North Cambridge Academy at the Old People's concert, which has been running for 40 years, and it's about to start. There's a bit of a buzz in the room, and there's a student, and we're about to start this afternoon's session with all of these community folk here, all chatting with each other, waiting in anticipation. On the front of the stage there are instruments, and all of the year 11s are off timetable. They were actually car park attendants. They are also now all in their elf hats, being the helpers, and we're about to start. Here we go.
Welcome to our first Christmas party in our brand new building. You will experience a showcase from a workshop from drama, music and dance groups. We hope you enjoy it as much as we have put it together for you. Please join us and make your Christmas extra special.
That was the opening part of it. We've also got the drama teacher here, so can we just have a little chat about what are you doing with your group?
Okay, yeah. So my drama club meets every Monday night, and they've been working on a play called Ernie's Incredible Hallucinations. Incredibly funny play about a young boy called Ernie, and everything he imagines comes true. So the drama club today will be performing a scene from that, and it's the doctor's scene, and it's very funny. And the parents are looking for a miracle cure.
Okay, and I'll talk to the music teacher later, so thank you. So here I am at North Cambridge Academy in the new restaurant that's an amazing space of part of the new North Cambridge Academy build, and I am with Joe Arburn. Hi, Joe.
Hello there.
So lovely to see you.
Yeah,
so
and you.
Tell us about this Christmas concert for the. I mean, I've called them old people, and that feels really rude.
No, so it's the Senior Citizens Party.
Yeah.
And it started off when it was Manor Community College, and it's been going for more than 40 years, a yearly event. And we invite a lot of local senior citizens, and they come and be entertained and have food and have a nice time meeting younger people, so that younger people can see what senior citizens are like, and vice versa.
So the Never Meet the Twain meets each other, which is wonderful.
Yes, yeah.
So how long have you been organising it?
I think I've been organising it now about... I've been here 18 years, and I'm pretty sure I've organised it for 13-ish years.
Okay, and still enjoying it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's a lovely event.
Yeah.
It is a lovely event.
Is there some stories that you can remember about, what happened, or has it always been... That's always been a good turnout.
Yeah, always a good turnout, and people come back year after year after year, so they meet up with their old friends as well. So,
well, I've noticed a, nice a lot of atmosphere. That in yeah. there. Yeah.
yeah,
and then who does the catering?
It's a mixture. Sometimes we do it all in school.
Yeah.
Sometimes we buy bits in. Sometimes we make things ourselves. So it's a mixture today of things that we've made in school, things that we've brought in. Over the weekend.
Okay, and so when do they get their invitations to this?
Invitations out straight after half term, so first week in November.
Okay, and I kind of heard on the grapevine that you also put on transport.
Yes, if people want transport, if they cannot get here themselves, we organise taxis or the minibuses that have got the up-down ramps, and so wheelchairs can fit in.
Fantastic. It was a lovely sight as I entered in today,
yes.
In that there were students in high-vis jackets and Santa Claus
yes.
hats. So what year group are they?
They're year 11s, and the stipulation is everybody has to wear a Christmas hat. And they go out and introduce themselves and escort our visitors and guests into school.
Brilliant.
Find them a seat,
yeah.
chat to them.
Okay, I've talked to the drama, Catherine Seymour. They've got and the music's taking place.
Yes, it's music, there's drama, and some dance taking place.
Some dance as well. Fantastic.
Instruments being played, so it's
yeah.
super good.
And is tea going to be served here, or is that going to be served?
No, the students will take everything in to serve to the old people.
Brilliant. And how long is it going to last?
We have half an hour's entertainment, half an hour's tea, half an hour's entertainment.
Brilliant.
And then they go home.
Excellent. And will they be provided transport home as well?
The ones that need transport are transported home.
And the others. And I hear there's some ex-students in there as well.
There are some ex-students in there who are carers and, you know, have got parents that come and they come.
Brilliant. So we'll talk to some of those ex-students later on. And there's another group that you were talking about.
Yes, so there's a community group, King's Hedges Partnership Group, that have been doing some crochet and knitting. And they've been selling what they've made and they've donated £100 to go towards our party.
Wow. Now that is community spirit.
It's lovely. And
brilliant.
Tesco's Express down the road have donated Christmas crackers as well.
Fantastic. So, great. Well, thanks, Jo. I hope the afternoon goes really well.
I'm sure it will. Yeah.
Here we are. Wait, yeah, get your sandwiches. Lovely to see you this afternoon. So you are, can you just...
I'm Kathy Gray.
Kathy Gray.
Molly.
Yeah. And what's your surname, Molly?
Sicala.
So yeah. Kathy and Molly.
That's right.
And tell me what group you're part of.
We're just part of the crocheting group.
Okay.
You see, this crocheting group started about 9 years ago, isn't it? And I saw it advertised in the paper, so I went around because I can crochet a bit.
Yeah.
And when I got around there was another lady there who was young, more agile, and she said she would do it. But Molly and I have been there ever since, and we make things for blankets and baby clothes. We've sent over £1,000 to different charities. We do some...
Just to let you know that Molly, I don't want them to miss their sandwiches, but keep going with your charities.
We've sent everything abroad. We send so much to teenage cancer. I've got it all written down, but we send it to the teenage cancers, and we also sent it to Adam Brooks Hospital, and we send it to the blind, and we have the dogs. We do everything for charity in England. We used to send it abroad, but then it somehow dropped, so we were just sending to England.
Okay.
And we knew where the money went.
Lovely, so you can see it. And
yes.
So tell me, I hear that you've donated some money for today's party.
That's right, yes.
So
was it 150? Or?
I think it was.
So
yeah.
Either 125 or 150. So don't quote me on, but it's one of the two.
Okay, and here you are at that party.
Oh, yes.
How many years have you been coming to the North
Cambridge?
Everyone.
Yes. 97.
You say that a little bit louder.
No.
And so that's so lovely. And what's your highlight of the party?
What, this one?
Yes, this one.
Oh, well, we come every year because we thoroughly enjoy it. But we wish they'd got a stage.
Oh, yeah, because the new school hasn't got a stage. Apparently they have temporary stage.
Oh, so we can't see anything that's going on.
But I'm going to let you get on with your food now.
Yes, do.
Yeah.
Come back.
So,
but you can always come and talk.
Definitely, we can have another conversation.
You could even come to one morning at the club.
That sounds wonderful. That's a challenge for Cambridge 105. Where does your club meet?
Where do we meet? Lawrence White.
Yes. Next to the chip shop on
Campkin Road.
Campkin Way. And what time?
Campkin Road.
Campkin Road.
Yeah, from 10 till 1.
What day?
On a Thursday.
And just give me the name of your group again.
Well, we just haven't got a name.
Oh, there's a challenge. Name your group.
Crochering
and knitting group. Well, thanks to you today, and now I think you need to deserve your sandwiches and enjoy the rest of the show. And I'll have a word with the drama teacher about some stage blocks. That could be another charity thing, couldn't it? Yeah.
Anyway, come round and see us, and then you can get the better.
More information. Wonderful. Thank you for talking to me. Enjoy the rest of the party.
Okay.
So here I am with the music teacher of North Cambridge Academy. Lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Just remind us of your name.
Lorene Hodge.
So Miss Hodge to the students.
Yeah.
And this is your first term. You're at the end of your first term at North Cambridge Academy. And how's it been?
Yeah, really good. I've really enjoyed it.
So is this the first showcase of all of your kind of fruits of your work, as it were, or the students? So do you want to talk me through what's in it, contributions there are today?
So we have a music club here. It started in September and there's about 4 students. And that's grown and grown. And now we've got 3 ensembles. We've got a choir of around 12 students. We've got a guitar and ukulele band of about 15 students and a keyboard ensemble of about 15 students. And they've all performed today. And as well as that, we've had some solos. So we've had 3 singers and we've had some pianists perform for us today.
one. I wish I could have recorded all of the singers. The one I've recorded is The Power of Love. Who sang that?
That's Alison Balgannon.
And what year is she in?
She's a year 11. She's a music student.
Brilliant. So what, doing GCSE or BTEC?
Yes, the BTEC.
Yeah. Well, that was stunning to listen to. Yeah. And Avril singing a song as well, which was an Adele song.
Yeah, Make Me Feel Your Love. And she's only in year 9, and she sang beautifully.
Fantastic. So, and you're still standing, and you're still smiling, and you're an NQT.
Yeah, first school.
Yeah, and so what's the experience been like for you here at North Cambridge Academy?
Really good. I think I've learnt a lot, definitely. And I think I've really enjoyed working with the students, getting to know them, really settling in here, and the support I've got from other staff is incredible. So I feel it's gone well.
And have you ever been involved in like a community event like this at one of your, when you were training? Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Not quite like this. We had a concert at my placement school, so I was involved in that, but not with music, drama and dance. I think it's quite nice that it was all three included. That was quite nice.
Yeah, and all of the local community people.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just all coming in.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it's a great, they're all having their sandwiches. I mean, it might be time for you to have a sandwich now, so I don't want to stop you, but thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Fantastic, and I hope the rest of your second half goes well. Hi there, I'm still during the interval of this wonderful senior citizens concert at North Cambridge Academy, and I'm with the peripatetic teacher, which I'm so proud that I can say, and one of the year 11 students that sang The Power of Love. Hi there.
Yeah.
Just remind me of your name again.
Alison Balgannon.
So congratulations, that was great. How did it go for you?
I think it went quite well. I mean, the last few times I was a bit nervous and I hadn't been used to performing in front of people, so I just kind of went, you know what, I don't get to do this very often, I'll just let it out and just do what I can.
And what do you think of your audience?
I thought they were amazing.
Brilliant, they gave you a good round of applause.
Yeah.
And have you been involved in the senior citizens party before?
Yes, I was involved last year and the year before.
What do you think about these senior citizens coming into a school?
I think it's a great idea. Like, it's good to know that all those people that haven't really got anything to do for Christmas come here and sort of just celebrate it with us and give some sort of a warm sort of welcome to say that they're wanted and needed.
Lovely, thank you. And your name, this is the Perry teacher.
Yes, her.
What's your name?
Jessica Roberts.
Jessica, so, and you come in what days?
I come in on a Monday and a Friday.
So give us a bit of the history of when you started at North Cambridge Academy.
I started in the autumn term of last year, so I've been here over a year now, and working with the singers and running the choir, so we've had choir rehearsals and getting everybody, you know, as much involvement as singing as possible, trying to breed that culture and develop the voices within the school. So I'm so proud of them that we're able to, due to their commitment and keeping on coming back and the progress that they've made, to be able to sing in a classical style today, so to do some traditional Christmas pieces with their classical voices and celebrate their voices in that way.
And I think I heard you say earlier, so there's going to be some part harmony.
Yeah, we've got harmony, we've got two part harmony, so we've got sopranos and alto line, and people are able to sing those lines and sing them together and create a beautiful soundscape.
And this is from there being no choir?
From no choir. I know. So this time last year we had a group of people who joined in, but it was brought together for the event, whereas we've had the choir running, we've had a weekly rehearsal, and we've had the students such as Alison and the other singers who you've heard singing today have come in and given their time and put effort in and really listened and really progressed, and I do feel extremely proud of them.
I'm excited. So the second half,
yes,
the choir...
Straight away, first thing.
So I'm going to be in there, so we'll get a recording of that. So tell me, have they got a name, the choir?
Well, we are currently the North Cambridge Academy Choir, I would say, but other than that, we haven't got a specific name.
That sounds like a great name to me. So thank you both for chatting to me, and enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're at the end of the concert now, and all of the senior citizens are, it's a big trail of them all leaving North Cambridge Academy, and I've gladly caught up with
Leslie Taylor.
And Leslie, you've got a bit of a story, because
I went to school here when it opened, I think it was 1958, in the tower.
And then when the girls' school opened, we moved across to the girls' school, but it was segregated in them days. We weren't allowed near the boys.
Well, never meet the twain, is the saying.
Well, yeah. Supposedly.
No, exactly. But I bet... Now, what did that happen?
No, there's ways and means.
Right. So how long have you been coming to the Senior Citizens Concert?
No, this is only my second year, because I've been on holiday normally, okay. So I have missed it. And this is my second year.
And
coming.
What do you feel? What do you think to the new school?
The new school, what I've seen of it, is very modern. Miss the stage.
You're the second person that said
no
that.
No stage. We couldn't really see what was happening if it was on the floor, but we were used to always had a big stage.
And what about the food? What was
very
the food
good?
Like?
Food yes. was very good.
Yeah.
Very
and,
good.
And atmosphere?
Yes, very good. And the youngsters were very attentive, and they were rushing around helping people, and they were very confident, more than we would have been, I think, at that age.
Oh, that's interesting. Did you used to do things like this, you know, back in the day? No.
No, we had a show. The boys done a show, and it was always very good and very well supported, and they used to do it in the evenings. But the girls' school, although I was in one or two of the plays, it was only for the girls. It wasn't for any parents or outsiders.
So no outsiders came in?
No.
So
it's not in the girls' school.
So what do you feel like being invited into the
school? It's lovely.
Yes.
It's lovely. You have a good look round and see how things have changed. And as I say, the youngsters have got far more confidence than we had.
Brilliant.
Well, I think so.
I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
And to you
will
too,
you be
and
back,
your listeners.
Will you be back next year?
I will.
Excellent.
It's very nice. It was good.